This is the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present this morning are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board this morning is property owned by Sammy and Judith Bateman. Petition number 190-13401 for account 164-915-018. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office, and we have Sammy Bateman in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from this assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. Mr. Weaver, Ms. Bodner, Ms. Oslis, and Mr. Marks, I want to thank you for your efforts, your consideration, and determination of the 2019 taxes, which occurred a few months ago.
Seems like you were just in here.
Yes.
It probably does to you, too.
Yes. And of the $5,000 plus property taxes I paid, it was very helpful to get back 600 and some odd dollars. So thank you very much. I previously had sent in 23 pictures and information, and then after talking to you last time, you suggested a different format than what I had previously used, and so I came up with the same one, except I put notes at the bottom, which you no doubt have had a chance to look at. The house that is most like ours is number 20 on here, and it sold for $452, but it's 2.5 bath. It's approximately the very same square feet. They've got RV parking. They've got a door coming out the side of their garage, which I wish I had. Central vac. It's newer. It's built in 2016. And it's more square foot in the size of the lot. The issue, I have a story to tell you. Our street is, our development is an HOA. One street is public, but the street that we live on is a U-shaped private street. I live on this corner, and on this corner there was a house that was on the market for sale for 100 plus days, and that house was listed at approximately the same as the appraised value. They, after 100 days on the market, they took it off the market because they had 13 people look at it. One lady wouldn't even get out of the car because of the neighborhood. One person said the house was too small. Another person said the backyard was too small. They lowered the price and still nothing. So the primary concern was the price and the neighborhood. And I wonder if someone sitting in the assessor's office takes a look at the neighborhood. We're surrounded by poor quality, old homes. Yes, we were a new development 7 or 8 years ago, but nothing elaborate. And if you will take a look at the last information I sent in, the issue I guess I have is the square foot price of the lot. If they took the average of the 20 homes that I sent in, there's an increase of 91% in our land value in just 7 years. And if you average out the 20 homes that I sent in, the average price per square foot is $16.37. And if you compare ours, multiply our square footage by that, you would come out with a land value of $1,493, not the $154,500 that they want to assess us for. So if you use that along with the building value, you would come up with an assessed value of $427.893. So that's my argument there. Do each of you have this?
No, we don't have that one.
Well, it was sent in.
But we've got all your other information.
Untimely file. Here it is. It was untimely. It was dated the 16th and the due date was the 15th. But you can read the information.
Could I copy this and give each one?
They can't take it today. It has to be 21 business days prior.
But you're telling them.
It's on the record. It's all recorded.
Yeah.
And it's all something that they will consider.
Okay. All right. Other than that, I have no objections to the $450,000, which is certainly different, that you approved a couple of months ago. Certainly not the $539,220 that the county has assessed value of. And my main issue is in the property. It's overvalued according to all of the information I sent in by approximately $40,000.
Now, tell me real quick, because I'm looking at your first sheet that you sent in. Where is that? The value of the lots are predominantly in the $200,000 range?
No. No.
I'm looking at that.
They were in the hundred and... the average lot size was 8,193 square foot. You won't find that on the paperwork that you're looking at there. It's on this one. It's the average square foot of the lot was 8,193 square foot. The average land value was $134,123. So given this, the average land price was $16.37 per square foot, and that would make our land value $115,493.
Look at the properties next door to him, would you?
Which one? This one?
Yeah. Look at the land value in that. What they typically do...
154.4.
Yeah, it's the same as yours. What they typically do is when an area is plotted, they look at it. I mean, when it's built out and everything, they look at it and say, okay, everything is approximately the same, a give or take a few square feet.
Yes.
And sometimes there's one anomaly because they get into a corner and they have extra square feet.
Right.
They might get valued a little bit more. But for the most part, every lot in that development is valued exactly the same.
Right.
And that's what typically happens when you do a little section, is that they all are valued the same. The ones across the street may be different because they were plotted at a different time.
Yes. If you go back to the map that I was... We live right here.
Right.
The house I was... Oh, excuse me. We live right here. The house I was telling you about that was listed for 100 days was right here, right on a corner lot.
Right.
Similar to ours.
So,
and it's a year newer than ours,
and it still hasn't sold.
Yeah, they took it off the market after 100 days. They only had 13 people look at it, and the 11 out of the 13, the price for the neighborhood was just unreasonable, they felt. Interesting note, in 2012, our property was valued at $80,940. Now they want to value it at $154,400. In my estimation, that is absurd.
Well, they price them based on what new developments are going for and what they'd have to replace it for. So unfortunately, that's it. Or alternatively, the sale, by taking what the value of the house is, in other words, new construction of that same house versus what the whole property sells for, they then back into a land value.
Right. But in the information that apparently was received a day late, although I would contest that, but it doesn't matter, the average price per square foot on these newer homes was $16.37. That's for the
land.
For the land side. And
that's the assessed value.
Yes, sir. Yes. And if you multiply that times the size of our lot, it should equate to $115,000.
No, I understand what you said.
And they're at $154,000.
Right, so I understand. But, and basically, we don't usually get into the difference in land values, and we just look at the total property value.
Okay.
So, I mean, if it all flushes out in the end, it really doesn't matter from our standpoint.
Okay.
We look at the house, and we just look at it as a package.
Package, yeah.
And we look at the comparable sales rather than...
Unless there's some anomaly that we can see that definitely the land is overvalued, we would just go with their land value and value the whole thing as one.
Okay.
And you have some excellent...
Oops. Yeah, you've done your homework. More than
evidence
your homework.
Here, and... commend you, and I'm going to bring you in and have you give a class to all the other appellants as to how to submit their stuff.
I wish you.
Well, I'm president of our HOA, and in that position, I have to be on the money every step of the way because I have.
This gentleman's there too.
I have to answer to others.
You have some complainers?
A couple, yes, ma'am.
That's, we hear good
but
stories about
the city council is not beginning to like me because I have been on this stronger Vancouver proposal that they're talking about, and the taxes that, and they're increasing property tax. I mean, they're
giving away money right and left, and
they don't,
and it's coming
it.
From your pocket,
yeah, and they don't have it.
That's right.
They want to increase the budget by 60%, and the county has already increased an extra $27 million, and the state is.
It's ridiculous.
It's absurd, and then the assessor goes hog wild on this stuff.
Oh, just make sure all of your people vote the right direction.
Yeah,
I'm just frustrated beyond belief with what the assessor is doing and the city is doing. And to me, it's like the city says, "Okay, we're going to do all of this." Okay, assessor's office, now we need you to increase by X number of dollars to cover our butts. You know? I can't operate our budget that way, our household.
No, nobody can.
No. So that's why I'm here, and I'm sorry to complain, but I just feel they've got it.
We hear you loud and clear because we are in the same bucket that you're in. And the only thing I can tell you is vote and get all your friends to vote.
They've just got it so wrong. And how can they argue with all of these? I mean, I didn't come up with...
Yeah, you noticed he didn't use any of those, did he? In his...
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I know, I tried to look at it. There's nothing on here.
No, they don't. And I even included one that was $600,000, which is way above what we have. But I didn't want to just lowball you and show you lowball stuff. I tried to be...
No, you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
So now you have a break before you come back next year.
Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful.
Okay.
See, we were paying $1,700 a year in taxes. We had senior exemption. Well, we went over that by just a little bit, and there's no levels there, and so it jumped our taxes from $1,700 to over $5,000.
Yeah.
And when you're on Social Security,
it's a big deal.
It's tough to handle.
I mean, that 6% you're getting next year doesn't do it?
Don't go there.
$25 a month?
Six tenths.
You know what I was to say, yeah.
Six tenths.
I haven't gotten my notice yet, but my wife's goes up $7. $7.
I just got ours over the weekend. And my wife's goes up $9, and mine goes up like $20 or something like that.
Yeah, I got mine last week, and I've been trying all week long to figure out where I'm going to invest all that money.
See, we can almost get a hamburger and hamburger fries and milkshake or something.
Just so you know, Mr. Bateman, on this, that I have to go off of the postmark, and the postmark was the 16th, and the last day to submit was the 15th. That was the 21st business day.
Wait,
prior.
We don't care. We on this side don't care what the postmark is, but if we do something like that and the assessor complains about it and it goes to the BTA and all that, then we get chastised.
From the state, yeah.
From the state for not complying with the real rules. I'm sorry.
And I can't afford to lose my job, so.
You did a good job of presenting evidence. Yeah, I wish everybody did it the way you did it. Make our job a lot easier.
And compliments to you guys. You're easy to talk with, and I appreciate that.
You don't. Hey, we're taxpayers just like you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Do as good for me this time. Last time, please.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by William and Amy Boggs. This is petition number 19014201 for account 12678100. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Bill and Amy Boggs in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to let you further explain your appeal.
Basically, I understand the rules that you're supposed to use comparisons to other properties that have sold recently. But that isn't the way the assessor assesses things. So the best I can do is look at what he did and see why we don't fit in with his. So I didn't make a worksheet for myself. I'm happy to see that you actually got one. No, that's okay. I don't need it. I mean, what I do is I analyze homes that are in my area that are approximately the same price range and that sort of thing. Look at what they did and make a guess from that. And as I said in my written statement, that the average decrease was 1.19%. Our assessment went up by 7.2%. I know how it happens. He doesn't pay any attention to your revaluation every year, and he just puts his standard figure in on what he said it was last year, regardless of what you say. I don't know that it rises to the point where I think I ought to complain to the state that there's something wrong with the assessor. I don't want to kick that pile of poop. But and it's nice to see you guys every year, so. And that's all I can say is those are my numbers and those are the guesses I made.
So you're saying these properties are nearby you, or are they?
Yes, I think they're all in, if I remember correctly, area. I think the last two digits are 22. For the property number.
Well, one of them is 22.
Pardon me?
One of them is 22. The others are all.
It's 26, 22, 8, 2, and 2.
No, I try to pick most of them around 22, which is where our house is. but there's other, I try to pick houses that are in that particular area. We have a couple of, we have a gated community and another community. And I can see why the average went down, because there are some houses that have been for sale almost for a year now in that area. So I assume that the values have gone down.
I don't have any questions.
So you put your house in that average?
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
This is him right here.
Number 8, yeah.
So that average. And then what are the two numbers down below that?
Oh, yeah.
What are the two numbers at the bottom?
Oh, that's a good question. What did I do there?
Maybe you found two more after you had already done the other part.
Yeah, it could be. I'd have to go back on the plots and look at where they are. I know that I try not to use property values that are on the other side of SR 14 because they go down more.
Can you look that up?
Sure.
Which one?
That 1266780.
Carol, yeah.
Number 12.
That's on McGilbury. Nope, it isn't. It's at 17710 Evergreen.
Evergreen Highway.
Oh, that's one that that looks similar to my house, but it's farther down the road.
Okay.
I mean, it's got the peaked roof and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And that 771 last year is what we set?
I'm sure that's true.
And they went from 772 to 756. That's what they're doing.
You want me to look up last year's decision?
Yeah.
So you're asking for a little less this year.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have any questions, Chairman.
Yeah, 771.4 last year, and they put it to 827.
Yeah.
So they put it back up to what they had it last year, basically.
Plus a couple thousand dollars?
Yeah, just a little bit. Okay.
All right. Guess we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Come back for your yearly visit.
Yeah. Say hello to the Dailies when they come.
Paul and...
Julie. I'm just going to say Julie Beth. I don't know that.
Yeah, they're nice people.
They are.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Jeffrey and Martine Gibbons. Petition 19014601 for account number 13707500. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one's present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No question.
Well, close. I think we need to...
Wait, close.
What?
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by Brant Hubbard. Petition 19014901 for account 873-50005. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization.
for the board at this point is property owned by Russell and Sharon Huey. Petition number 19013601 for account 226-599-000. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Russell Huey in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like the decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, it might be easier if I just read this.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know if
you got it.
We've read it. Copies. Yeah. Okay. I guess we can skip that part.
Well, you can go ahead and emphasize what
okay,
you want to.
Okay. Even though it was difficult to find comparable homes to ours due to the small size of, and it's a two-story, we did find quite a few homes with many similarities who have assessed values that have gone down in value or have only gone up an average of 2 to 5%. Therefore, it seems odd that after last year's fairly adjusted value, that my house assessed value has increased by 13%, which is, if my math is correct, is like $49,000 on a $360,000 house. But with my home being an outlier, it is worth looking again since we have made no improvements or changes to our property in this last year. As you can see in the appeal form and attached documents, several homes of similar square footage and lot size or larger lot size have sold for much less recently. Comparison one that we should have given you is on Clearwater Drive, a slightly smaller home on 8 acres with a massive view right on the Lewis River. It's a newer build with upgraded appliances, vaulted ceilings, and granite countertops. It sold for over $50,000 less than our home's assessed value. The second comparison we have is off of 208th Court, has similar square footage to ours and is on the same size lot. This comparison property is well landscaped with a beautiful porch. Although it has a 300 square foot outbuilding in lieu of a garage, this would not equate it to a nearly $60,000 difference in assessed value. And then that house sold in February for $350,000. Third comparison on 197th Avenue sold for over $40,000 less than our home's assessed value. This property has a similar size lot and square footage. In addition, it has a 200 square foot shed and upgraded forced air. Of note, this property value went down 2.5% in this last year per the assessor. And the last comparison that we gave you is on Lessard Road. It's on 5 acres with slightly more square footage and a view of Mount Hood. It has recently been remodeled with new roof, granite countertops. Even with these upgrades and double the size lot, it still sold for $9,000 less than our home's assessed value. Its tax value has only gone up 1.5% in this last year. With all of this added value in comparison to our home, it still sold for just $400,000. Due to the difficulties in finding a two-level home of similar square footage, I understand that making direct comparisons may be difficult. However, it is important to note that ranch-style homes used for these comparisons are more popular currently, therefore increasing their value, and it should be highlighted when comparing to our home Considering this along with the comparisons above, we are seeking an adjusted value of $375,000. And thanks for reviewing my case last year and this year. And let me know if you have any questions.
Why did you want the
map? It's right up kind of by the lake, on north of the lake.
North of Battleground Lake?
Yeah, north, I guess we're northwest, a little bit up on top of that. You know, I don't know if you know where the fire station is past Battleground, it's kind of in that area.
I don't wander up there very often. That's never, never land to me.
I don't know. It's getting to be the big city now. That
I know.
It's growing.
I was going to say,
there's
a lot of activity up there.
Yeah.
I don't have any more questions.
Nope.
No, I'm
good.
You did a very good job.
Very good job.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I don't know about my map. You might check it.
I did check it.
Was I close?
Yeah, you were.
You know, I used to be real good at math, but something happened.
The new math is more.
Oh, it's new math.
Yes, yeah, right. Okay.
Sweet.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Greg and Lauren Smith. Petition number 19014301 for account 140681000. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Greg and Lauren Smith in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Please do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over and let you further explain your appeal.
No questions. You know, our primary evidence of value is that we purchased the house on May 31st of 2018 for $725,000 in an arm's length transaction. I think we're probably the highest sale in that subdivision.
Did you get a fee appraisal on it?
No, we did not.
Paid cash for it?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have my closing statement, but I know that's a matter of public record, our purchase price.
Well, the best evidence of value is purchase price.
That's what we thought.
Oh, I know. A lot of your neighbors come in.
They all do, and they come every single year.
We recognize this neighborhood.
You have to come in every year because the assessor doesn't consider our value going forward.
We've seen every one of your neighbors at least twice or three times.
They'll probably come back next year.
Yeah. We've been to a couple of board meetings.
I mean, it seems prime kind of
yeah. Gotta go down there. Yeah.
And our sale had been recorded at the time the assessment came out, so I wasn't sure why they didn't just use that.
And if the board makes a change today, the assessor does not use that as a starting point for next valuations.
He just throws it out. His old assessment?
Well, he doesn't use it as a... Basically, they have a model that they build every year. They take the sales in the prior 12 months, and they take all the characteristics and everything, and they load that into their model, computerized model. Mm-hmm. And that then, when they put your characteristics against that model, it then produces a value in the computer, and that's what cranks out.
I have another question. Do those people always come in, or is it necessary to come in for these hearings, or...
It just depends. I mean, if you submit the evidence you want considered and, you know, figure that that's going to speak well enough for you, then you don't have to come in.
You don't have to come in.
You can do a teleconference.
It's always better if we have questions or if you want to explain something you know, point out something explicitly, then it's better if you come in. But
yeah.
But if you don't have to if you put in
send that in
document.
Yeah, filling that out, was that the right thing to do?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Sales in,
absolutely.
In the right time frame, and all of yours were in the right.
Okay. Yeah. Plus, I think all the assessments went down in that year, so no, I'm not asking for mine to go down, just to my purchase.
He got tired of us adjusting them all.
I don't have any more questions.
No,
other than you're fine.
It was just an arm's length transaction. They had it for sale by a realtor. He didn't buy it from his mother-in-law.
No.
You're probably lucky that they didn't have a response on there, because the assessor will always say when you pay cash, that indicates that you got a bargain for it. It's like, why? Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you pay cash or whether you finance it to the seller. He doesn't care.
Right. Right.
He gets his cash out of it.
Money.
He just wants his money, you know? Yeah. And a cash transaction doesn't mean anything to me. So,
yeah.
I mean,
right.
The assessor always argues that that's you get a bargain when you pay cash for it. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
No,
I got it.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Next property is owned by Paul Wade, petition 190-13501 for account 986038473. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one's present for either party, we'll make it based on information available. Questions?
No questions.
Close here.
This is a continuation of the December 18th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Case before the board is owned, or property before the board is owned by Russell and Charlene Webb. Petition number 190-15001 for account 308-65000. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office or the appellant.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Closing.